During Spain's colonization of Latin America, administrators often repeated a pragmatic refrain to their masters on the other side of the Atlantic. Obedeco, pero no cumplo. I obey, but I do not fulfill. Voting for local body elections closes in a week, and while the phrase may draw a blank stare from most people, I suspect the sentiment is all too familiar. At least that's a read I'm taking from media reports this week, that a week after voting opened, only the North Shore had reported a higher turnout than at the same point in 2004. Now, 3 years ago, only 46% of eligible voters thought their local, regional and district health board representatives were worth the effort of putting an envelope in the nearest letterbox. Now, at the time, I was quite happy to denounce the silent majority as a pack of apathetic, nay, downright socially irresponsible numbnuts for failing to exercise their civic duty. In 2007, it would be just a wee bit hypocritical, considering that it took all of 10 minutes with a voter information booklet to convince me to rip my ballot paper into very small pieces. Socially irresponsible numbnut? I plead guilty. But apathetic? No. But who am I supposed to vote for? An incumbent mayor who publicly rearranges his diary after an upset call from the Chinese embassy? Or a number of challengers who are making all the right noises about controlling rate hikes, an issue dear to my cankered little right-wing heart, but a light on any hard or even workable details on how they'd actually reduce council spending? And as for council, the sitting councillors who voted for a design for a new library and demolishing the old one that ended up in a year-long environment court case that cost ratepayers the best part of $1 million, or the challengers who, based on the evidence of their statements in the information booklet, couldn't string together a coherent, cliche-free sentence if their lives depended on it. Now that booklet becomes rather important when the media, particularly Auckland's only daily newspaper, has an unhealthy fixation on the Auckland City mayoral race, which you could most politely describe as a fairy tale where the seven dwarves have been downsized to two, Flaky and Creepy. And Snow White is played by the rather unconvincing figure of Alex Swinney. The polls close at 12 noon next Saturday. If you can cast a positive vote for candidates who articulate a coherent platform and maybe even have a hope in hell of delivering on it, I encourage you to do so. But just remember, you also have a choice not to vote at all, and the lesser of two evils is still evil.